این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Imam has had great hopes that young people can largely contribute to the continuation and strengthening the divine revolutionary movement. Imam said, "The future of the country has been assigned to the youth and they shouldn't be negligible towards shielding and protecting it."
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Welcome to the Spring of the Truth from Arab English Radio. Today we're again with you with another statement of the late leader of the Islamic Ummah, Ayatollah Khomeini rahmatullah alayh. Imam Khomeini in a statement said that the late Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, in a statement to the authorities and a statesman, says, make sure you treat people well. They are God's servants. Be kind to them. Everywhere, everyone, all people together should make sure that everyone is good together. Create a brotherly environment. Well, in the continuation of the recommendations of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh to the statesmen and the ministers of the cabinet, the late Imam was advising them to be kind with the people. Actually, he wanted to remind them every now and then that he met them that these people that you are dealing with, they are the servants of God. Don't look them at, for example, a person with a good or bad trait. No, just look at them as the servants of God. Actually, Imam Rahmatullah Ali is wanting to create that incentive, that spiritual incentive that the person has accepted that position or that post for. He wants to tell them that they are the creatures of that creator. So we need to be kind with each other and we need to make sure that everyone in the society itself are treating each other in a kind manner. So he is advising them to create a brotherly, an environment of brotherhood and fraternal environment. So all of these recommendations and advices are to emphasize and to insist to the ministers and to the members of the cabinet to remind that they are not a favor that you are doing for them. It's something that you do for the creator, for the God, for the one who has given us this post, has actually put this post and position on our shoulder.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi.
So we need to look at every single entity here in this nation as a servant of God. So we have to be kind with them and treat them well. This is interesting that he, as the leader of the Islamic Ummah, advises the people in the government, the statesmen. It means that he himself actually revived such a mood and morale in himself. And then he's after strengthening it in the one who are going to work with him in the system. I think it's a sort of, let's say, religious or let's say spiritual look at the kind of services that the statesmen are going to give to the people. So he wants to divert their attention from a material position or material post to a spiritual one. He's actually advising them to know where you have been located, where you have been placed to give a service to the creatures of God.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Ruhul Amin wa alaikum. every night and every day. Never forget to say, La ilaha.